Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I want to talk about a couple things that you really don't want to think about, but you have to think about. So we all know it's important to make plans for the future, have a succession plan, and plan for family businesses should something happen to you. But how do you care for pets after your death? And you know, it's reported that Diane Keaton left $5 million for the care of her pets. And that got me thinking about planning for the care of pets after death. So, you know, you want to make sure they're looked after and loved. And so here are some tips for planning ahead as you're planning for the future. Don't forget about your pets. So select a trusted person who genuinely loves animals and can care for your pets, and have a backup in case your first choice cannot or will not serve. When you go to places like the Humane Society, you see so many seniors have had to give up their pets, or people that are moving and the new places won't accept pets. So you always at every time want to know what you will do during a hurricane, if you get sick, if you're young, if you're old, if you move for your pet. And you want to talk to that person in advance and assume they will take the responsibility. Factors that you want to consider are things like age, health, lifestyle, space, and a willingness to keep your pets together. And you know, caring for a pet can be expensive. And that's why when you go to the shelters, you see so many animals have been turned over to them. So leave a specific cash gift to the caregiver in your will with a note explaining it is for your pets. And be aware that a will will only take effect after probate, so immediate care could be delayed. So you want to set up a separate pet trust for more control and immediate effect upon your death or incapacity. And you want to include clear terms such as identification of your pets, photos, microchip numbers, or descriptions, amount of money allocated, authorized expenses, and successor. And include a written document that includes a feeding schedule and dietary needs, medical conditions, medications, preferred veterinarians, personality traits, habits, routines, and emergency contacts. Yes, a sitter, an animal sitter. And keep those copies with your estate documents. And sometimes pets need immediate help before your long-term plan is activated. So carry a wallet card stating you have pets at home and listing emergency contacts. That's really important. If you're leaving town, if you are going on vacation, at all times, caring for your pets is paramount, and particularly during hurricane season. You know, we talk about getting our preparedness together for our family, for our kids, our medications. You need to have a pet hurricane plan. You need to register now for shelters should you have to evacuate with your pet. You need to check on hotels that will accept your pet should you have to evacuate. And you just really need to have everything ready to go. So, you know, it's, you really need to review your pet plan at every stage. When you go on vacation, if you're going to move, and if you're sick or moving into assisted living, and whether you're young or old, having a plan for your pet is really important. So, confirm that you have a caregiver and a trustee remaining willing and able. If you're getting older, look into services. Some assisted livings will let you take your pets, some won't. Even if you are going on vacation, what will you do if something happens to you? So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Be prepared for every situation, from hurricanes to sickness to vacations, because your fur babies matter.